Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from January 22, 2026. My name is David Clark. I'm on the analyst here at Nasdaq. Dorsey Wright. Yesterday's action positive for most indices we follow on the video here. Saw the Russell 2000, S&P equal 8 lead the way to the upside. Our UT up right at 2%. Even saw a rebound out of international equities, EM leading developed markets, EFA there, but both up over 1%. Crude just up a few 40 basis points, while we saw gold up about 1.5% there. Notable chart action from U.S. equity indexes came from the Dow as well as Russell 2000. We saw the Dow reverse back into X's there at 49,200, still technically maintaining the sell signal. From here, a move above 49,800 would be a new all-time high, but also be a return to a buy signal if we saw that chart action still support there at 48,000. As for the Russell 2000, moving above 2,700 there, marking a new all-time high on its chart and continuing its upward a column of X's there. Ultimately, unlike many indexes, didn't reverse down the doze here recently, so continuing to move into overbought territory there as well, just worth bearing in mind. As far as indicator action goes, we did see some 10-week action as we saw some reverse back into X's there for the NDW 40 or industry groups here. This is the distribution curve of those 10 weeks there. Still see a slight skew to the right here, if you will, with an elevated average reading right around that 60% mark. So roughly suggesting 6 out of every 10 stocks on average within the sector maintain above their 50-day moving average. Those highlighted in red are recent reversals following yesterday's action. In the case of being capital letters, the reversals back into X's, lowercase meaning they're in a column of O's at the moment. And then when we take a look at those bullish percents, measuring the percentage of stocks maintaining point figure buy signals right now. Did see some action there as well. A couple of reversals down for protection and safe media as well as computers, but still see somewhat of a normal distribution here with an average reading right around that 50% mark. We did highlight that in Tuesday's pulse as part of its current look and sort of its inflection point that it currently sits at in terms of that average reading. Moving on to individual stock action, Alibaba among the big notable movers this morning, as they announced plans to IPO their chip making unit, their internal chip making unit. Last week's action saw it move back into a positive trend, improving it to a 3 for 5. Yesterday's action led to a reversal there up at 168. Currently pre-market trading at about 175, so showing the potential of giving a second buy signal there, possibly moving to its highest level since October of last year. Note that rally high there at 182, as well as the stock's all-time high, or pardon me, that 2025 high there at 192, all-time high sitting back in 2020. Pardon me for that slip up there, but still seeing quite a bit of improvement, at least in the very near term, out of BABA, continuing to see some intraday action as well. Moving on to earnings upcoming, among those reporting, Capital One Financial, COOF, did see a reversal and sort of downward action to begin the month, but still technically maintaining a buy signal. Currently holding support there at 228. Could look at 200 as an additional level of support while the bullish support line sits there at 190. From here, reversal into X's comes with a move above 240, while a second buy signal would come with a move above 244. And then moving on to additional names that we're seeing reporting today as well. Freeport-McMoRan FCX, a 3 for 5. Seems pretty notable improvement in the back half of 2025, beginning here in 2026, getting a little extended as it sits in overbought territory there above the top of the 10-week trading band. Possible reversal down if it moves below 59. We currently have support there around the mid-50s, marking at 54 as well. So that's what we can keep an eye out for. And then from there, can look for prior resistance around that $49 level as a potential level of support also for FCX. GE Aerospace, another one reporting as well. GE has maintained a buy signal since December, seen some consolidation like some other stocks, currently holding support there at 312, additional support at 292 along with 280. Reversal back into X's comes with move above 324, second buy signal if it moves above 332. After the bell, we see Intel, INTC being among those names reporting as well. 5 for 5 is giving consecutive buy signals. It's December, currently sitting in overbought territory at its highest chart price level we've seen since early 2022. So worth bearing in mind there. A little little bit of resistance that we're coming up to here in the mid-50s that we'll keep an eye on. Moved into overbought territory with yesterday's action, but monitor support there at 47 and actually improved to a 5 for 5 with yesterday's action, reversing up into its PRRS chart. But again, support there at 47, prior resistance at 44, around that mid-40s could be another additional level of support, but also see support there at 41 and 39 for the stock. Move above resistance there in the mid-50s would be pretty notable as far as potential additional upside action for the stock. Just to show the list of additional names we see reporting today, capping off here at Procter and Gamble, also see Northern Trust, McCormick, Intuit Surgical, along with CSX and even Abbott Laboratories among those reporting today as well. But as always, if you have any questions about a particular position you may be looking at, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice day.